Ruby. So I'm going to talk about a very interesting topic within the larger topic of Hebrew Mitzvah. People know about this because of a famous Brisker Rav that appears in the Sefer and the Rambam, but it's good to also get an orientation in terms of the sugyas itself and to try to learn it from within, and then we'll obviously appreciate the Brisker Rav much more. The question, of course, is Hebrew Mitzvah not in the context of the mitzvah itself. In other words, you did the mitzvah already, you fulfilled the mitzvah, but there's an aspect of Hidur that you didn't yet fulfill. Can you fulfill Hidur mitzvah after having already fulfilled the mitzvah? You're no longer involved with the actual Kiyum mitzvah, but is there a Kiyum of Hidur independent of the mitzvah? Okay, that's really the larger question. Now, I guess we'll start with the Rambam, because that's obviously the most clear indication that this would be the case, and then we'll have to go back to the sugya. It would seem that there's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Tur, regarding a halacha within Hilchas Mila, on what we call tzitzin she'ein ma'akvenes hamila. We'll soon see the Gemara inside, but there's parts of the skin that are, without removing that, there is no kosher mila, because it's robe of the arla. But there's a part that's the mute, that without that, without moving that, you still have a valid mila, but still one should be, it's not ma'akev, but one should remove that as well. The Gemara, again, we'll soon see the Gemara inside, the Gemara refers to that as an aspect of Hidur Mitzvah. The Gemara brings that in connection to the Brice of Zekei Levan Vey, which enumerates various examples of Noi and Hidur Mitzvah. We already discussed in an earlier shiur that this obviously is a little bit of a different dimension to Hidur Mitzvah. It's a Hidur Mitzvah in the Maisa Mitzvah Kinira, as opposed to the other cases which seem to be in the Chefs of the Mitzvah. But there's an inyan of Hidur Mitzvah that relates to Tzitzin She'ein Ma'akvinas Hamila. Now, the way the Rambam gives us the halacha, if you look in, if you have your sheets, I read it from the Rambam himself, Hilchas Mila Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, and then Halacha Dalet. Says the Rambam, Yesh tzitzin ma'akvin es hamila v'yesh tzitzin, these are strands of skin, she'en ma'akvin, ketzat, im nishar me'or ha'orla, or ha'chofes rov gov ha'shel ha'tara, if the skin surrounds most of the top of the corona, the atara, ha'reza orel kimos shahaya. So then, there's no mila, it's still an aro. The zeha or who tzitz ha'ma'akev. The imgonia shamimenu el ma'at, she'ino chofa rov gov ha'shel atara, zehu tzitz she'ino ma'akev. Okay, now the Rambam goes on halacha dalet and tells us the following halacha. Hamol, someone who's doing a bris mila, kos man she'osik b'mila, so long as he's involved with the bris, with the cutting, the stomach, the priya could be also included. Priya is what you pull back. That's called being osik in the mila. Chozer bein al tzitzin hama'akvin, bein al tzitzin she'en ma'akvin. So you can go back and cut the tzitzin she'en ma'akvin as well, so long as you're still osik in mila. However, piresh, once you already stopped, then al tzitzin hama'akvin chozer, v'al tzitzin she'en ma'akvin eina chozer. Now the Rambam did not say a word here about Shabbos. The halacha is milas doches Shabbos. The Rambam's not talking about Shabbos. The pashtus, the Rambam is telling us that the din of being chozer for tzitzin she'en ma'akvin is only relevant if it's lo pirish. That's the pashtus in reading of the Rambam. In a later halacha, the Rambam talks about that halacha of when can you actually cut tzitzin she'en ma'akvin on Shabbos. So he also tells you that kosman shelo piresh, you can go ahead and continue to cut even tzitzin she'en ma'akvin. But here the Ram hasn't said anything about Shabbos, and he still tells you that you're not chozer on tzitzin she'en ma'akvin. It seems that the Rambam would hold that there's no halacha to cut tzitzin she'en ma'akvin. Nothing is accomplished, because the mitzvah is done. So how can you have a kiyum of Hidur mitzvah independent of the mitzvah? That's the yisod that seems to come up from the Rambam. The Beis Yosef is a little bit estopic. Maybe the Rambam could be interpreted also to be going on Shabbos, but then at the end he doesn't think that that's really the pshat. Now, on the other side of this is the tour. Again, we'll soon see the Makor and the Gemara, but the tour writes, let's see, in Hilchot Shabbos, he's talking about Hilchot Shabbos, that's where he says it, Shin Lamed Aleph, Kozman Shilasil Yad Min Amila, Chozer Afilu Atzid Shem Akvin. Then you can even be doing Tzidshei Makvin because it's one Maisa, so even though right now this extra cutting is not absolutely essential for the mitzvah, but the Tchiyas Shabbos that was given was for the Maisa Mila, Bishrei Musa, even if it's something that's not Ma'akev, that allows the Chia as well. Certainly if Hidur Mitzvah is Doraisa, we understand it certainly well, but even if it's not, L'maisa, it's Chada Maisa. You can explain it, obviously, in a lot of ways, but that's the halacha, it's clear. Silak Yadav Ein Chozer Ela Tzitz HaMa'akev. That's in Hilchot Shabbos. Similarly, in Hilchot Mila, he's talking about the Tchi of Shabbos, is V'chozer Ela Tzitz HaMa'akev Napi Shepiresh. Oh, so here he's talking about, sorry, here he's talking about Shabbos, and he says Mefurish, V'chozer Ela Tzitz HaMa'akev Afo Bishepiresh, V'al She'ein Ma'akev Impirish Eina Chozer V'Emlav Chozer. Again, he's talking about Shabbos. Then he brings the Bala Itur. You have to know how the Bala Itur squares with the Sugya. Abish Ein Ma'akvin Chozer, and the Rush disagrees. Now look in the Beis Yosef. So he tells you that it's from the Gemara. Okay, we'll read the Gemara in just a few minutes. And he tells you that the context is Shabbos, Kedemashim B'Gemara, V'chem Pirish Rabbeinu Sham. He says, Avo b'chol chozer afopi afop she'en ma'akvin chozer. In other words, b'chol, you go back even for en ma'akvin. Okay, let's leave the Bala Itur on the side because we haven't seen the Gemara. Let's look at the Gemara that this comes from. But it seems clear from the tour that the halacha B'chol is that your chozer, even after pirei, should be chozer for tzitzin she'en ma'akvin. There's nothing to stop you. You can do now the hidur, even though the mitzvah is finished. What does the sugya say? Now, when you read the beginning of the sugya, it would seem pretty obvious that we're discussing the issue of Shabbos, and as Rashi learns the sugya. What's the context of the Gemara? The Mishnah had stated that you can do all the tzarchei mila. And it goes on to list various things that you can do for Mila, and it's Docha Shabbos. Ozen Kod Sochei Mila B'Shabbos, Molin, Okorin, Amotzin, V'Nos Nales, Balanis, and so on. Says the Gemara on the top of Kuf Lamigim Omebeiz, Nesach the Shabbos, Mechdi. Katani Kulu, Kod Sochei Mila Lasli Mai. So if the Mishnah actually mentions specific things, so what is added by saying you can do Kod Sochei Mila? Says the Gemara, what's added is the following halacha. Lasui hadetan rabbanan. Says in the Braisa, Hamal, kozman shu osik b'mila, chozer bein al hatzitzin ma'akvin es ha'mila, bein al hatzitzin she'en ma'akvin es ha'mila. So long as you're osik in mila, you can go and do even the tzitzin she'en ma'akvin. We're talking on Choran Shabbos. The Gemara is connecting this to the Mishnah. Piresh, once you paused, then you only go to do the tzitzin hama'akvin, because without that you don't have a mila. Says the Gemara, let's try to explain this shita. Meanwhile, we explained what the Mishnah is trying to say. The Mishnah is saying, osin kol tzarchei mila, that's not mentioned. What is it referring to? That if you're not poresh, still, while you're involved, you do even what's normally not ma'akev, but since it's still part of the experience of the ma'isa mila, you can also go and do the tzitzin she'ema. So good. So we now pshat in the Mishnah. But meanwhile, what did it also say? It said piresh. Piresh, then you're only chozer for tzitzin hama'akev. So the Gemara has three attempts. The third attempt is the one that finally remains to try to line up this understanding, this din, the piresh ein chozer on the tzitzin she'en ma'akvin. So it must be man tana piresh ein chozer. Who is this tana that says that once you stopped, you can't go back and do tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin. Again, what the Gemara is now going to bring here, it seems to be a relationship to Shabbos, in regard to Shabbos. At least right now. Okay, we'll see if it changes later. We can identify the Tana of this Braisa who says that Piresh ein chozer on tzitzin she'ein ma'akvin. Who is it? Rabbi Shmuel, son of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. This Sanya. The Gemara brings us a Braisa that was mentioned earlier in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Kuf. Kuf Tezayin on the days, which is a sugi in its own right. What does it say there? Arba asar shechol yes b'shabbos osum psachim. So if you have erev Shabbos shechol, erev Pesach shechol b'shabbos. So we know that the Karban Pesach is Docha Shabbos, but there are certain shinuyim that may need to be made in the way that the Pesach is brought. Specifically here, we're talking about the hefshet, the flaying of the skin of the animal. That normally during the for Erev Shabbos or during Erev Pesach or during the week, you would skin it completely. It would be hung by the leg. We'll see some in Rashi who explains a little bit more detail, and then you would skin it all the way. You get to a certain point, and then you continue skinning it all the way completely down. Here, what does it say you do with Shabbos? Mafshit es a Pesach ad achaze. When you're going to roast the Karban Pesach, I mean, you know, you need to have it obviously skinned completely, but that's not going to be happening on Shabbos. That's not till tonight when you're going to sit down and eat the Karban Pesach. You're going to roast it. So, how much do you skin during Erev Pesach? So only till the chazer. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel b'no Shav Yochanan Broka. Beyond that, you can't skin. Because what do you need to do right now? You need to have the imurim to put on the mizbeach. So long as you went as far as the chazer, now you have the access to get the kravayim, to get the imurim, and you put them on the mizbeach. What purpose is served by skinning it any further? When you're going to eat it at night, you're going to have to roast this. Then you skin the rest, and then you can eat it and eat the Karban Pesach. The Chachamim omim mafshitin es kulo. So the Gemara earlier in Kufa Tezayin explains what the pshitshan in the Chachamim is, because it's going to get it can get spoiled if it doesn't get skinned out of the way. The Gemara svaris it should be mutal kenevela shelo yasriach. That's the Chachamim shita. But the Gemara is trying to point out this first shita, Rabbi Shmuel ben Ochshav Rabbi Berka. See, he tells you that you have no right to skin it any further. Why? Pirish. Because you already, if you were in the middle, it sounds like if it was a one act, so you can continue. There's some advantage to be gained by that. But Lamaisa, your Piresh, because the way it was done, it was just Arachaz, and now you get the Imurim out. Now you have no right to go and do the rest. So too, over here, Piresh in the Chos. So Pash, this is Gemara's trying to show you that Piresh Ein achozer on what's not ma'akev, when on Shabbos. That's lachor the obvious context of the Gemara. This is how Rashi learns the Gemara. Let's take a look at Rashi just so far till here. Nachdi katani masisin kul kodvam hosim amila molin important motzin lamali ditnan klal bereshos and kod sorchi amila tzitzin shire arla. So then it's all one thing. And Shabbos was given over for the Tchias Shabbos for the sake of Mila. So it's all Chada Milsa, so you cut everything. Piresh Shesilik Yadav, you stopped, pull your hand away. Al Ma'akvin Choza Shereheim Kimila Atzma. In Ma'akvin Ena Choza Dahavi Kaschala Bifnei Atzma. So what's the Vort? Why is Piresh Ena Choza or Tzisi Ma'akvin? Because it's a new Aschala. In other words, what's not the Iker Mila, what's not Ma'akev, there's no Tchia. That's the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Man Tana Pirish in the Choser. Who is this Tana that we now have seen holds pireish, then you can't go back and do tzitzin she'in ma'akvin. Umishum de pire, and what is the basis for this shita? Because of pireish, chashiv lei chazara, to go back, milsa l'nafsha. It's considered a new thing, a new beginning, a new ma'isa. Since it's not ma'akiv, you can't do it. Who is this? The Tana of Rishmok Noshim Yochim Yerroika. Mafshid apas pesach adachazah v'ayinu pireish. Oh, so this is an example of pirish, because he only did to hear. Titna misachus tomi gabi efsheto by the carbon tomit sheimaschem and raglayim by a mafshi that was hung by the foot, and then you were going down the yored adshem gil chaza, he gil chaza chatach esarosh. Then you cut off the head, and the son mishazachabo, the one who's going to be zoch, who's zoch in the goro for that, the pious, vakacha kraim, umirak the hifshit, and then you finish the hefshit afterwards, after you had cut the various parts off. Shaminan mine, mishigil chazer silk yadav min a hefshit. So there was a pause in the hefshit. V'hischu es asik benituach tzas. Now you started cutting. V'gavi ola dekuo kolil, by ola mirek v'hefshit, v'menateach yadayim tchila achar rosh, v'gavi pesach nami, mishifshit ala chazer, v'yachol otzio hotzi a murav v'lo nimin. There's not going to be any strands connected. You know, you don't want to have a murim that have pieces of skin attached to it. That's why you have to skin it first, and then you have the murim which are clean that you could put in a mizbech that doesn't have anything stuck to it. So then, koro motzian miyan v'havere pirish min hefshit. The kama Rabbi Yishmael shuv eno gomer u'mafshit. Why? Mishum de keva de pirish havi chazara milsa de aschalta l'nafsha. Once it was Piresh, there's a new beginning. B'shelo with Tzorach Gavoa, and that's not Tzorach Gavoa anymore. Dumya de Tzitzin de Lomak. It's Rashi sets up the Gemara. It's mamish a straight comparison. So this is the first attempt in the Gemara to identify the Tana. Piresh en Achoza. Tana Rabbi Shmuel. Zok de Gemara, no, Mimai. I can make an argument and say that Rabbi Shmuel would only say it over there by Hefshit, but he might agree over here. Maybe he only said it over there. Because there is no Zekeli Vanveyu that is applying in the case of the Gemara Hefshit. And therefore, we can argue that you can't continue to have shit after you pause. Abel hacha, the be'inan zekeli vanveyu, hachinan. Be here where we have the spire, and there's a halacha that we need zekeli vanveyu, which is tzitzin she'ei ma'akvin has in it the aspect of hidur mitzvah. So hachinan be. But you should be able, even after piresh, to go back, and maybe he'd agree to that. The Gemara is arguing that maybe hidur mitzvah can even be seemingly even be Docha Shabbos, even after Piresh, independent of the mitzvah itself. And the Gemara brings for us the Sanya Zekeli Van Deo, it's no lefan of the mitzvahs, asei lefan of Sukkah Noah, Lulav Noah, Shofar Noah. Three examples of mitzvahs of Chefzah Shel Mitzvah that you make, you beautify it. That's Zekeli Van Deo, beautify the mitzvah, otherwise what's Shach to beautify a Kaddish Baruch Hu, means to beautify yourself with mitzvahs. That's Sukkah, Lulav, Shofar, Tzitzis Noah, or the Tzitzis on the Beged, Sefer Torah Noah, the Kosovo Uksobo Lishmo, it's interesting, he writes, it tells you at the same time to write Lishma, why that's connected to Noah Mitzvah, and it's not clear. Bidyo Noah, good ink, the Kumas Noah, the good quill, the Lavlar Uman, with the sofer that's trained, the Korcha B'Shroi Noah, to wrap it with good silk around it. That's all an aspect of Hidur Mitzvah of the Sefer Torah. Abba Sholomer ve'anvei, a different drasha. Hevidomer lo, be like a Kashem. Mahu chanav racham, afata yichanav racham. So that's another drasha. Does he dispute the first drasha? Doesn't say. Is it haka machokes about Hidur Mitzvah? Some speculate, maybe according to this Tana, there is no mocha from Zekei Vanveil to Hidur Mitzvah. The Rambam never brings Zekei Vanveil anywhere in Mishneh Torah with those words. The Rambam talks about Nyonim, a mitzvah in a mufchar, Eged Lulav. We saw last week the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Yisurim Mizbeach that extends the idea to beyond Karbanos. But he never quotes Zekei Vanvei. Some suggest may the Rambam pass on Gabashol. The Shagas Ari in that piece in Simen Num that we'll soon get to, he assumes that everybody agrees to the drasha of Zekei Vanvei of Hesno Fun of the Mitzvahs. Even Abishol does. L'maisa Gemara brings a whole raisa in order to be doche that you can't automatically assume that Bishmael over there would be the one who holds here that Piresh Ein Lachoza. Because what exists over here does not exist over there in the case of Yudal Shechol B'Shavis. Namely here, there's a Zekei Vanveil component that the Gemara is saying maybe could justify even after Piresh to be Chozer on the Titzin Shein Ma'ak. Okay, so that's where we are right now in the Gemara. What does Rashi say? Delo be'inan Zekei Vanveil. The acha netilas emurin ain hida mitzvah beipri basa. No, there's nothing hida mitzvah neipri basa after you take the emurin out. Aviipri mila mitzvah. So there's a mitzvah in the ipri mila. So clearly at this point in the Gemara, it would seem not only is hida mitzvah possible separate from the mitzvah, even in terms of tchias Shabbos, the Gemara is suggesting that you can go afterwards and do what's considered hida mitzvah ad kedei kach as docha Shabbos. Certainly, if you say hida mitzvah is a din drabbanan, it'd be hard pill to swallow, right? Hakad drabbanan, a din drabbanan, allow you to be docha Shabbos. If you say it's a deraisa, you have more wiggle room, you know. Even if it's a deraisa, it's not a slam dunk, because if hida mitzvah is just a inyan klali, not shaykh to the mitzvah itself, where does it say anywhere? We don't say anywhere that the din of hida mitzvah docheh Shabbos. You need a drasha. That milah is docheh Shabbos is a drasha. V'yom ha-shmini. And whatever else is docheh Shabbos. So this would seem to suggest, this line of Gemara, that right now the Gemara is assuming that you could even say, even after Piresh, you could be docheh Shabbos with Tzitzin She'en Ma'ak, and it would sound like hida mitzvah is an aspect of the mitzvah, not a general inyan, but an aspect of the mitzvah. And to the extent that the Torah gave a Tchias Shabbos on Mila, so the Hida Mitzvah is part of Mila, even if you're doing it separate from the Maisa Mila, that could be what's Mashim this Gemara. We'll have to know, but that would be certainly a diuk. The Maisa just Derech Agav, the examples that were mentioned here in the Braisa, we had also Rashi and Bava Kama. I mentioned some of these, but there was a difference in Rashi. Rashi mentions Talis Noah. Here, the Lashon that we have in our Gemara quoted is Tzitzis Noah. In some of the scholars, in some places, it's also Nefesach the Sofrim. It's quoted in a few different places. You have a Lashon Talis Noah. But you don't have both Talis Noah and Tzitzis Noah. So Talis Noah could be a reference to the Tzitzis. But the difficulty is Rashi and Bava Kama, who quotes separately Talis Noah, Tzitzis Noah. So it's mashma from Rashi that there's a hidur mitzvah in the talis, separate from the tzitzit. So that requires explanation. The chefesh of mitzvah is not the talis, the beged, it's the tzitzit on the beged. You assign people to do certain things on the talis to make it look nice, with a taurus or whatever. The stomach gets based on this rice and this Rashi. But what would be the pshat exactly? I think the way that some achronim asked the kasha, what would you say to mashal by mezuzah? There's a mitzvah mezuzah. Mezuzah to put on the house, right? So you could say you have to have a nice house. If you have a nice house, then it's a hidur in mitzvah mezuzah, the same way that there's a hidur in tzitzis to have a talis not. So obviously, that's not, you can't say that.
Well, maybe we could say the case.
What?
Maybe we could say the case.
Mezuzah's a case. It's associated with it. So, yeah, it could be. You see that there's such a thing to have nice cases. That makes sense. So it could be what you're saying is anything that's associated with the mitzvah goes into the mitzvah. So much of the case of the mitzvah. So maybe I'll argue as follows. Maybe the talis, the bag of the tzitzis, even though it's not the actual mitzvah, the mitzvah is a tzitzis, but the talis, the bag, the bag that you put the tzitzis on, it has a shaykhis. More than the bayis has a shaykhis to the mitzvah. What has a shaykhis mitzvah is the case of the mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah that the god of a person should have a mitzvah on his house, but the house is not really it's not seen as having the shaykhis to the mitzvah. The beged is more integral to the more of the association. There's a halacha in Siman Chaf Aleph in Or Chaim that a person, even a Taus Katan, after it's worn out and everything, the beged, forget about Tzitzis Aroth. You shouldn't just use it as a Cheshmata or something. You know, you could say, well, what is the big deal? The beged is just a beged, or whatever it is, wool, cotton, the Tzitzis Aroth. So well, let me just use it it's not wearable anymore, use it for cleaning. No, you're not supposed to treat it with a certain. They see that there's a connection. I don't think anyone would say that if you're demolishing your house, you have to be careful. You need to renovate your house at the stones and the walls because the mezuzah was on the door, so the concrete or whatever, the mezuzah has to be treated. No, there is no such halacha. I think that the beged of the tzitzis has more of a shaychus to the mitzvah, so the hita mitzvah can apply therefore to the talis. Maybe that's pshat and Rashi. Okay, that's this parenthetical point. So we're back in the Gemara, holding in the Gemara. The Gemara hasn't yet fully identified who is it that holds Piresh Eino Choze. Because Rabbi Shmuel might agree here because they're Kelei Vanvei. So Gemara's a second attempt. Says the Gemara, Ella Amar Ravashi, Hamani Rabbi Yossi. Let's suggest it goes like Rabbi Yossi. The Tanan, what do we have by Kiddush HaChodesh? Bein Shinir Ba'aliel, the halacha is that the Edom are allowed to travel to be made in Beis Din, even if they're going to be Machal Shabbos in the process, because they want to be made that they saw the new moon, and they can Beis Din can be Kaddish the Chodesh based on their testimony on Yom Shloshim. But it says, Bein Shinir Ba'aliel, Bein Shinir Ba'aliel, whether the moon was seen in a clear way, whether it wasn't as clear, Machal Anilov Shabbos, the Tanakama holds that we let you travel, even if you can perhaps assume with pretty much certainty that Beis Din would have seen it too, where they are. So who needs you to travel? But yet, we don't want, whatever the reasons are, we don't want to discourage people, so we let everybody in Machal Shabbos. Yossi Omer Nir Ba'alil in Machal of the Shabbos. So the Gemara is trying to link that to our Braisa. You see, Rabbi Yossi does not allow Heter of Chil Shabbos if there is a considerable reason that you should not allow it, because they would have seen it anyway. So what's the shaychis to us? Let's see Rashi. Bein shenir ha-chodesh ba'alil b'gilui l'kov yesh l'das shera'u beisdin v'akrovim lehem beisdin and those closer that don't have to travel v'ein tzarech l'roin chutz l'tchum l'chal Shabbos v'lo v'lohoid l'fnei beisdin m'chal Rabbi Yossi omer Alma, so what does Rabbi Yossi say? No, that near Ba'aliel, we don't let him travel. Alma afagav d'ika mitzvah. There's a mitzvah in going to Beis Din to tell them about the Eidus HaChodesh. Kema d'lav v'tzorach gavoahu lo mechalina. It's not a tzorach gavoah, l'maisa, it's not necessary. V'hachanami pirish tabi aschalta d'chilu ki hacha b'lo tzorach gavoah mechalina. So the fact that there isn't a special tzorach gavoah that exists in this act of tzitzin she'en ma'akvin, it's a new aschala, so that's Rabbi Yossi. Why not ask the same kasha that we just asked? But maybe Rabbi Yossi would agree over here because of what?
The mitzvah.
Because it's a keli vanvei. What happened to that? The Gemara just said Rabbi Shmuel could agree because it's a keli vanvei, and they didn't have the keli mitzvah. So maybe the same thing over here. Okay, so you could say in a chanami, but the Gemara has a different tachia. Anyway, so it's a better kasha. Let's see. When it says Dilma, Mimai, Dilma Adkano Kam Rabbi Yossi Hasam, do a nitin Shabbos Lidachos. Aval Hacha nitin Shabbos Lidachos Hachinami. Says Gemara, you can't say it, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, it's different there because the pshat is Banir Ba'aliel. There was no license granted to begin with to be Dochi Shabbos in a case like that. Whereas here, we have already the basis to be Dochi Shabbos for the Mila. Now they're talking about the 8th season Shema Akvin, so it could be that Rabbi Yossi could allow you to do that, even though technically it's not the part of the mitzvah's mila. Okay, could the Gemara have also asked based on the Taina before? Maybe, but the Gemara has a stronger kash. Rashi says, "Lo nitna Shabbos gedachos afil b'haschalasa." No, there was no haschala even to be matir, even on haschala level. Da nir ba'lil, avu hacha kim shenitna Shabbos gedachos lahaschil ba'mila hachinami dechi pireish v'hader. When he separated and he stopped and he went back, L'nafshehi, it's v'habi k'mo shelo pirish. Knows who says that pirish is really a big deal? It's a hemshech. It's a hemshech echad. It's like what? The pirish is, doesn't. Here Rashi brings a new svara that the pirish is not really consequential. It's all connected. The gomer kol mitzvas. So at this point, we still haven't figured out who we can identify as the Tana of Pirish Eino Chozer. Yeah. Ari?
Oh, yeah. So we're on the question we mentioned before, like, how we're, if can you just respond with Zekeli Ben Beir here as well? So Ari and I were thinking that here you're going, where you're going to say, oh, there you're doing Zekeli Ben Beir, be Mekayim, the Chiyuv of Hidur Mitzvah. Here, you're going to do a mitzvah in of itself. You're going to do Kiddush HaKodesh. So what are you going to say? Oh, there? No, because by Mila, there's preference. Maybe Rabbi Yossi will be moderate.
No, but think there was no Tzorach Gavoa. The point is this. There was no Tzorach Gavoa in coming because Beis Din already had it. Here, there's a Tzorach of Zekeli Ben Meir.
And you would call that Tzorach Gavoa?
Some way.
It isn't, you don't need it. It's only a Lechet.
Okay, I hear. I think the kash is going to reemerge right now at the end of the Gemara. So I mean, here you could say maybe what you're saying, maybe what I'm saying. L'maisa the kasha, this kasha, hold this kasha in your back pockets because l'maisa the Gemara is going to come with a third tana that the Gemara stays l'maskana with him seemingly, and then already the question could be why not use the kasha that we used the first time? Let's see. Says the Gemara. Okay, so here it is. Ella amina hadoi. Who is the Tana Pirish in the Chozer of Sisi Shem Agvin? Rabbanan, the Prigalid Rabbi Yossi. It's the Chita, Shita the Chachamim who argue Rabbi Yossi. What's the discussion about? The Tanan. Arba Kohanim, we're talking about when they used to change the Lechem Aponim from the bread that was on for the entire week since last Shabbos to the new loaves that are now being placed on the following Shabbos. So every Shabbos there'd be a switching, there were 12 loaves, stacks. Two stacks of six, right? Together with two spoonfuls of Lavona, right? That's what was on the Shulchan all the time. They had the two stacks of six loaves, total of 12 loaves. They were actually matzah. They were shaped a certain way. And that is like a mincha. It's like a mincha. And the Bezicha Lavona, the two spoonfuls of Lavona, that would be the matir. That would be put on the Mizbeach. And when that would be put on the Mizbeach to be burnt, then the lechem could be eaten. And the lechem was eaten by the Kohanim, divided between the Mishmar HaYotzei, the Mishmar HaNichnas. This Bryce is now, this Mishnah, actually, is discussing the way that the old lechem would be removed and the new lechem would be placed on. The Pasuk talks about lechem panim lefanai tamid, that it had to be tamid. The question is, how do you define tamid? B'li hefzik, in other words, continuous. So the Tana, the first Tana says as follows: Abar Kohanim Echnasim, four Kohanim enter into the Heichal where the Shulchan was. Shnayim biyadam shnei bazichim. So the four Kohanim that are entering are going to now have with them two stacks of lechem. Each Kohen is you might say holding the six loaves. And then the other two Kohanim are between them holding two bezichim. That's going to be the new lechem apanim. So those are the four coming in to put on the new lechem. Ve'abo matim lefneim, and there are four Kohanim that came before that. Shnayim lito shnei sedarim. Two of those four would be to remove the two stacks of the old lechem apanim. Ushnayim lito shnei bezichim. And two Kohanim to remove the two bezichim. Now how would it work? Says the first Tana. Hamachnisim, the one who are coming in with the new breads, they'd be standing. The shulchan was situated in the heichal, and it was situated mimizrach l'mayrev. Now, going, you're facing the Kodesh HaKadashim, means you're facing mayrev. You know, if you're walking into the heichal, you're walking from east to west. So, in the direction that you're walking, that's the direction that was the length of the shulchan. So now the Mishnah is describing that the kohanim were on either side on safon and darom, meaning along the width of the shulchan. Hamachnisim, those who are coming in with the new breads, omdim b'tzafon, they'd be standing on the north side. That means if I'm facing the Kodesh HaKadoshim, right, then it means it'd be to my right, right, b'tzafon. Upneim l'darom, they'd be facing the south. They have the new stacks with the new bazichi levona. V'hamotziin, those who are now going to remove the old stacks and the old bezichin, they're standing bedar mufneim with safa. Rashi explains the chashivas of why they did it this way, why the people coming with the new lechem were in the north, that's the more chashivas location. Eilu moshkin de eilu manichin. So now it's literally happening simultaneously as people are as the Kohanim on the south are drawing away the lechem, the old lechem. At the same time, the Kohanim on the north are placing the new lechem, and same with the bezichim. El moshkin el manichin tfachol shozeh b'tzad tfachol shozeh, literally like lining it up. Mishum shenemar lefnei Hashem tamid. This is the first sheet. Rabbi Yossi omer afilu elu notun ve'el manichin. Rav Yossi doesn't dispute the fact that you need tamid, but he defines tamid in a different way. He says it can be a hefsik. You can have the first loaves, the two stacks removed. You can have, after that, an hour later, whatever, you can have the other ones on, as long as it was not overnight without anything on it. That's called tamid. So what does Gemara have in mind? So the same way Rav Yossi says that you can call it tamid when it comes to the case over there of lechem apanim on the shulchan, so it would be the same thing over here. Well, no, fakir, that's Rav Yossi. So what would Rav Yossi hold by Piresh then? That you should not have a problem going ahead and doing the tzitzin she'imakim, because it's all considered not a new eschala, but a continuation. But the Rabban, the pligid Rav Yossi, that Nardari are telling us, the Rabban who argue Rav Yossi, they say, no, it's not viewed as tamid if there's a gap, there's a pause. They would be the ones who hold Pirish in Echos. And here already reemerges the Kasha of the Shagas Aryeh. So let's argue on the Gemara and say, no, but maybe the Rabbanan would only say it over there based on their Svara, that it's a new Haschala, because it's you removed the first bread and now you didn't put the new one on yet. But over here, what do we have? We have a new idea why we should justify it, namely, what do we say? Zekeli van Veil. And it was the same kasha that we had earlier on the first Ukimta, that we wanted to connect it to Rabbi Shmuel by the case of the Hefshit. So why not ask the kasha right now? That maybe Rabban and the Rabbi Yossi would agree over here, because Zekeli van Veil, that's the obvious kasha in Pshat here. That's not much the Pshat question. So we'll see how the Shagas Aryeh and the Beis Halevi both approach it in similar, slightly similar ways to answer this question. It's a pasha pshat question, read the Gemara. But this Gemara finally ends up with the pshat in the Brais of Pirish Ein Echozer. What does Rashi say? Rabbi Yossi, we did. Rabbana de Priga Leg Rabbi Yossi. It's also Rabbi Yossi. It's Rabbana arguing Rabbi Yossi by Lechem Apan, Gelechem Apanim. Abel Kohen Mechnasim, Lehechol, Beshabbos, Lesidu Lechem Apanim, Shnei Sidorim, Shtayim, Marochos, Shalechem. Shnei Basichin, Shtei Kapos, Spoons, Mureos, Lubona, Kdesir, Benesata, Almerachas, Lubona, Zaka. That's the Pasuk in Emor. They have to place it next to the Lechem. Magdim, Lefneim, Shnayim, Litom, Nashuchan, Shnei Sidorim, Hayishanim. To take the old two stacks off. Shnayim litol shnei bezichin v'ashulchan ha'yinosin arko mimizroch ha'mayrib, as we said, ve'elu amdim mizel arocha v'ashulchan b'tzafon. So these four kohanim were along the width of the shulchan on the north side. They're the ones bringing in the new lechem. Ve'elu amdim l'negdo l'darum. Those are the ones removing. V'davka machnisan b'tzafon. Rashi explains the ones bringing in the new lechem on the north. The kol tzafon inyan chashivasi k'namin m'saches sukkah. Okay, so there's a chashivas to the north. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afilu, Elo Notkin, Tchila, Misalkin, Kulam Nashulchan. Ulaacha Shah, Manichim Elo, another hour later, the other Kohanim put on the new Lechem, Avzed Tamid, Umani Mekayim Tamid, Shilo Yolan Shulchan, below Lechem. Ula Rabbanan, the Rabban don't hold that way. E Shakli, Vishavki Lei, Vahad Misadri. If you were to not do it the way they said, but they would first remove the lechem and then put it at new lechem afterwards, lo mikru tamid el aschala achriti. That wouldn't be tamid. That would be called a new. It wouldn't be a hemshech. It's not a hemshech. V'nimsa shemisakev shulchan v'lo lechem v'gabi pirish nami ki hader asim milsa achritihi. So that's the reason why Piresh ain't a chosah. Rabbi Yossi dama kishavki v'ad maschi nami tamidhu d'chad milsi hachanami Piresh chosah b'sh ain't ma'akvin d'kul g'mar milsi. It's all viewed as a hemshuch, as a continuation. Just an interesting derech agav, interesting ma'amokam, just to have should have summer. Everyone should learn a lot in the summer. But there's a Gemara in Menachos Adi Tes Amud Beis on this Mishnah that we just read, quoted in the Gemara. So the Gemara says the following: Amar Avami, Midvarav Sherav Yosi Nomod. From Rav Yosi's Shita, that he says you can take off the old lachem and put the new lachem on later. We can see that Filu Lo Shana Adam El Perik Echad Shachris Uperik Echad Arvis Kiyei Mitzvahs Lo Yom Mashsev Atorah Zem Mipicha. The person learns just a little bit, Perik Echad, one chapter, one Perik of Talmud Torah in the morning and one Perik in the evening. That's called Lo Yom Mashsev Atorah Zem Mipicha. You see that Rav Yossi calls it Talmud for the Shulchan. So it is with Talmud Torah. What would you say? It's all a hemshach. You know, you learn in the morning, you learn at night, you did whatever else for the 10 hours in between, but it's really a hemshach of the morning. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, now, how do we deal with this? Because this question we just asked is a pashut question in Pshat, and we also have to come back to the Rambam. How did the Rambam learn this Gemara? The Gemara seems to start off connecting this inyan to Shabbos. That was the first connection made to Rabbi Shmuel, who says that you cannot be mafshit beyond the chazeh until at nighttime after Shabbos is over. And the Gemara compared that to the case over here, Pirush and Chozeh. So Rashi learns the whole sugyas about Shabbos, and that's where the Torah holds the halacha. Comes to during the week, so there's no problem, and in every way you should go back and do whatever it is that's called Hidah Mitzvah. The Gemara called this Hidah Mitzvah. The Rambam would seem to indicate that even b'chol, there's no inyan to go and do the hidden mitzvah. That's another issue. So let's maybe look at the Shagas Aryeh Kedai. You have a chance to learn the Shagas Aryeh, at least some of it. It's a very nice piece. We'll try to go through it, the main ideas. It's a siman nun in the Shagas Aryeh. I gave you most of it. And I want you to notice, the Shabbos, we talked about this a different day. Is Zekei Banvei Odindo Raisa Odindo Rabbana? We had a Mashmos in the Ritva for sure, and Tosis in a few places. We didn't do it inside. Tosis assumes it's the Rabbanan. But we also saw in the Ravid, and where else? We
see?
The Chanano is Mashmos at Safek Chumra. Could be that issue. It depends on this question, whether it's the Raisa Rabbanan, that is the Raisa. The Shagas Aryeh would seem to assume also, you'll see in a minute, that it's a Din Raisa. She'ela. Here's his question. Tinok shenimol, ve'acha shenimol, v'silek hamol es yado mimenu, roa shenis chai rubo, tzitzin she'en makrin es hamila, im tzarech rach zalein alo. Straightforward question. Not Shabbos. Milo was finished. But there were pieces that were not cut, that are not ma'akev, so it's what we'd call hidah mitzvah, zekeli vanveu, to remove those, that skin, but it's already after the milah. Should he go back and do it? That's his question. Shuva, ha machokes bein aposkin. Tur Yeridea says, quotes the Tur Amo, kos mashem misasik mimil chozer, bein atziz ma'akvin, bein she'en ma'akvin, pirish, ein chozer al ma'akvin, bein tzorch lachzar al she'en ma'akvin, Perush, Mayri b'Shabbos. Oz chozal ma'akvin, abo ena chozal ein ma'akvin. Abo b'chotz chozal ba'alko, bein ma'akvin b'in she'en ma'akvin. Or he's reading the Torah, Piresh, maybe not Pirush, Piresh. Or the Torah says, maybe it's Pirush, if they look at the Torah's Lashon. But the Torah says all this. The Torah says we're talking b'Shabbos. Harei she'kasa d'b'chotz ha'chachza afil she'en ma'akvin. Okay, he points out, Lushon Megum Gum Ksas, because of Gabi Shabbos, ain't Sarach Lachzor. It's not just ain't Sarach, you're not allowed to. Al She'en Makvin. Habre Memra, She'en Vashel Lachzor, She'en Makvin. Da Yisur Nam Ika, fine. But the Torah is clear that B'Shabbos, you don't go back to She'en Makvin. B'chol, absolutely. Harambam Ksas, because the Rambam, Postman Shosk Bemila, Chosar Ben Atzitim Makvin, Ben She'en Makvin, Piresh, and then another halacha, he says, Osun kol tzorchei milah b'Shabbos, mo'un uparin motzin b'chol tzorchei ma'akvin, abishe pirish, batzitzei ma'akvin, kol tzorchei shalom pirish, ad kan. Mashma, the bab of the resha, the earlier halacha that he talked about, was not on Shabbos. B'chol ma'ari, v'kam mashmo'ad, afilu b'chol, and tzorchei ma'akvin, lachash pirish, udu'o kedas atur. sefer and the letter halacha kamashman b'shabes to at shelo pirish v'ashoy l'achzor afilu she'in ma'akvin avro l'achzor shapirish ala ma'akvin chayv l'achzor afilu achzor shapirish v'chein pirish b'es yosef b'das haramba abishab kes mishnah pirish oda kolin shabes ma'arid v'leoda avi osik b'din tzitzin katani lo v'achin da osik b'din shabes katani lo mikam v'akum kasav darishan nira ikar v'dava baruhu de pirish ha'sheni engel shachar she'yach bo ram din echad b'iz ba'amim ha'i desfibulei da'fil b'chol en tzarech l'achzor tzitzin she'in ma'akvin esamila l'achzor shapirish. Okay, so it's mefurish in the Rambam, he says the Beis Yosef also is mashma at the end, that's the better pshat. The Rambam would hold that, again, b'shabes you can be chozer on tzitzin she'in ma'akvin kozman shelo pirish. Now, is that clear? Chad ha'maisa justifies even doing the hida mitzvah together with the mitzvah, even on Shabbos. The Dechias Shabbos, again, let's get clear what the Rambam is saying. On Shabbos, if it's low pirish, you can even do the Hidur. You do everything. Because it's Chad HaMaisa, then even what's considered the Hidur is Docha Shabbos. But Mitzad Sheni, when it's pirish, it's not just that on Shabbos you're not going to do the Tzitzit Shemak and you're not allowed to do it, but even Bechol, there's no point in doing the Hidur if you finish the mitzvah. That's the Loki Hatur. So he's clearly pointing at that's the Shitas Rambam. What does he ask on the Rambam? Avokasha li ladas Rambam. Because the Gemara has here the Braisa, Hamo, Kozman, Shaosik, Mimila, Chozer, Bin Otsisim Ma'akvin, Bin Shein Ma'akvin, Pirish, Otsisim Ma'akvin, Chozer, Tzishim Ge'in Chozer, Ba'amamantaina, and he brings our whole Gemara. And the Gemara's Doche, that goes to Rabbi Shmuel, that says you don't finish the skinning. But here you have Zekeli Van Veyu. Hared Mishum Zekeli Van Veyu, the Darshin and his snow fund of the mitzvah, Sarach Rachtoch, his Satsitsin, Rachash Apirish, Abish Eim Akvin. Singmar is timing that maybe Zekeli Van Veyu justifies cutting it when? Even on Shabbos, because of Zekeli. So maybe he'd agree that it would be better over here. So now, L'maisa, what does it say? It says that Piresh, Al She'en Ma'akvin Ein Lechozer. So what's the issue? What are we discussing? What's the context then? The context is Shabbos. Hainu b'Shabbos Dafka. Kevin She'en Ma'akvin Ukfar Piresh Avgav the Isbu Mitzvah Mishum Zekeli Lo Mechalin Alei Shabbos. So it seems the whole Pashto Sai Sugya is that we're talking on Shabbos. You tell me Abishol disagrees. He dashes a different Rasha from Mahu Racham Chanan, Vatayi Racham Chanan, says the Asharis Aryeh, Afilim Tim Tzoloma Dabishol Polga Chachamim, which is again, some Achbonim want to say, but that's a Rambam, such a Mahalach. But number one, Akaim Lan Lach Yachram Lach Kirab. The old Abishol Akoch Lopo Gachachamim. He says, Umode the Van Veil is now Mithus Asi, El Shemosif, old the Midrash to Levi Domelo Nami Asi. It's coming for that too. What's this proof? The Isak Adayat of Abishol, Leslie, Hadrash, the son of the Mithus, Gin Mai Parech. What thing am I asking? Ad, Kano Kamab Shmo Hassam, Abul Hachad, the Minzake Van Veil. Who says we have Zake Van Veil here? Who says there's a din of hidur mitzvah of Zekeli? Maybe we go the other drasha of Zekeli Van Veil. So there's no drasha of hidur mitzvah. My kush dil abishalhi dileslei hay drasha disnor fun of the mitzvahs. Ela kacha kuyam the darshalei hachi lisnor fun of the mitzvahs. So kach bechol choser alein ba kacha chvilachas apirish. So what's the pshat in the Rambam? So what's first with svara? So he's going to tell us now how he understands the Rambam. But then he's going to try to work it into the sugya. Let's see what he says. Minirali, Kevin Shah Rambam Bechol Nami Machalik Ben Pirish Lo Pirish. The Rambam is distinguishing even Bechol between separating and not. When you stopped it, didn't. The Bepirish Ein Lechozer Atzisin She'en Makvin. Shmamina, the Sviro Lezal, that the Rambam holds, that you can't say it's no fun of Gabi Mila El Ba'ot Shelo Pirish Velo Silk Yadam Imenu. Only if you're still involved. Aval achas shapirish v'sil gyadim mimenu ain kam mishum esnagu fana b'mitzvus she's chayv l'achzor haskel mechadash. Why? The kevan the pirish aschalte musach v'itahi. Since when you pause, it's a new beginning. Ho v'leka ikub mitzvah b'davar b'diyevet ain tzarach l'achzor haskel mechadash shem zekevan beil. There's no requirement to begin again for zekeli. There's no distinct basis to distinguish except what we just said. So why? Because the Gemara has a maskan. What's the maskan? Who is the Tana of Piresh Eina Chozer? It's the Tana that argues in Rabbi Yossi, who says that you can put remove one rechem upon him and put the new one later. Shari Gemara masikas the mahada boy mantana pirish in chozer. I mean, I do. Rabban the Rabbi Yossi. It's none. Daud kohen nechdasin beis biyadim beis sedarim and so on. Elam moshkin elam manichin tips chozer tzev tzev tzev. Shem shem de Rabbi Yossi Omer fil elu noten elam manichin azay tam pirish Rashi. Ur Rabban ishaki v'shaki rei v'hadim v'sadim lo mikri v'utamid el eschal t'achvina. Kohen nechacham it's a new beginning. Okay, so he quotes Rashi. Vetishag is Aryi, the kasha that we asked on the Gemara. You guys are with me? I'm not saying too fast. It's okay. I'm just reading what we read of it. The Ikar Medak. Vetishag is Aryi. The Afagav the Muki Kirabon and Pirid Rabbi Yossi, even though we're making the price of Piresh and Chozer go like the Rabban who argued Rabbi Yossi, is Svirale. The Kolka Hai Gavna, Lo Mikri Tamid. That if you have a break, it's not called Tamid. That's Chal Tachritahi. No, but still, Akati Ikarit Chuye, Kintachinan. We could still ask, like we asked, the Akan will come Rabban and El Gabi Rechem upon him. We're about halfway through the seminar, just so you know. I have it, because it's two columns. I have just finished one column. Avogabi Mila, the Ika Mishim is not for mitzvahs, Hachi Nami da Fiu Pirish Choza, Uke de Dachi me Hai Taima, Loha de Rabbi Shmoel. What's going on here? At the end of the day, we have the same Dachi as before. So he touches like this. The Bishlama ad hashta. The Akati lo asika daite. The Piresh habri aschalta achrita min haTorah. He wants to say like this. Until now, the Gemara's assumption was that midoraisa, Piresh, and lo Piresh are the same. It's all one maisa. It's not a separate maisa. What did the Gemara think until now? Salke daitach. The min haTorah, Piresh, ki lo Piresh dami. The kua chadim milsehi. It's all one. Piresh and lopiresh is also, it's all hemshach. For I, says, ena mafshit, es a pesach el adachazeh, Rabbi Shmuel. So why does Rabbi Shmuel say that you can't skin, and can't go back and skin anymore? It's a continuation. It's all my, one maisa hemshach. It's considered, even though you took imur not in between. But time is from the piresh, who, that which, that piresh is different, in el medrabanan ul chumrah. The Piresh Shavi Rabbanon Kaschal Tachrita. This idea that we view after Piresh as a new beginning is a Din Rabbanon. The Rabbanon view it as a new beginning. The Etzem, it's not a new beginning. The Chachamim Amachmir say, don't continue the playing, we're viewing it as a new beginning. The Etzem, the Raisa, it's not. In Kain Dachi Shaper, says the Gemara, that's the Pshat, says the Gemara, Doma Gabi Mila, the Be'in Zakir Van Veyu, Lo Gozru, what do you have? Rami Gimel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a Gimel. In some ways, Lo Gozru Lahakel, Shalo Lachs, or Tisha Shema Akrim, the Piresh, Kiva de Minat Torah, Piresh Kalo Piresh Dami. Now, Midah Raisa, there is no difference. And you have Zekeli Van Vey, Rabosai, Bimadaik, the Shagas Ari, Sura Zekeli, as Rabban, the Dinda Raisa, Rabosai. Command between the lines. What do you see in this Shagas Ari? Derisa. Otherwise, what is he saying? He's saying the Chachamim wouldn't make a gzera to view it as if it were Nuaschala because they're Keli. They're Keli's Rabbanan. So, like, Hey Mamru, of course they could do it. What are they coming up against? Their own halacha, their own standards, they're Keli Van Veil. No. Saying the Chachamim would not be go there to undermine as they're Keli Van Veil. So, who created the Keli Van Veil? The Chachamim. So, why can't they do that? No, it's Mistak, Kimam the Furish. That's some of the Svarim they tell you that. But Shagasari assumes this way. It's Kimam, you see it in the Shagasari here. He assumed that the Keli, like Mr. Mendoza Rishonim that we also saw, that it's a din d'oraisa. The Gemara's point is that the Malkum Zekeli, they wouldn't be gozer, and therefore we're back to the din d'oraisa, that lo pirish and pirish are the same. So that's what the Gemara says. That's the pshat in the Gemara's pircha. That Dilma Rabbi Shmo only said it over there. There says no zekeli. So then Chachamim would consider to be as if it were new haschala when you paused. But over here, with Midaraisa, it's not a new haschala. And it's a zekeli van veil that you have Midaraisa. So why would the Chacham tell you not to finish? They would make exer. Lo gazvu lo hakil shelo lachzer. Came into the Torah, pirish kol pirish dav. Ve'akati yikmishum zekeli. Avol amay demasik. All this is true when in the early part of the Gemara. So that was the Tchiyah of the Gemara. But what did the Gemara say to Maskana? Who's the Tana of the Braisa? Rabbana the Pugid Rabbi Yosi B'lechem Apanim. Ooh, now already, what's changing? L'may demasek the Rabbana the Pugid Rabbi Yosi B'pireish Havilas Chaltim Natorah. So what are you saying now? It's not a kiyum of the Chumash of Lechem Apanim Ufanei Tamid. That means that what does Piresh do for you? It creates a new Eschala, not just a Din Rabbana, like we were thinking. We were thinking until now that the Din of Piresh is a new Eschala, there's a Din Rabbana, and that was the Din that they said by Hefshet not to finish. But now we see more than that. We see that it's a Din D'oraisa that's a new Eschala. So then already the Pircha Zekeli that falls away. It's a Maisa, it's a new. And now what do you have? Now you have already a new Eschala. So now you can't go back and do Zekeli. What did the Rabbanan? Mechal the Rabbanan ends a Tamid min HaTorah. V'aschal tachritihi. Nu suleika b'pirish b'shem zekei v'anveyu. But now already, it's not just at Shabbos. The cave of the kfar gomar l'chol mitzvaso v'ho aschol acheresi ain kan v'shem misna l'fana b'mitzvus. You see, the svara of the Rambam was always valid. Be'ikaron, in other words, that you cannot have a hidur mitzvah if it's not a hemshach to the mitzvah. It's just until now we were assuming that you have it is a hemshach, except the Rabbanan, in certain cases, will consider it to be a hefsik. If a zekeli is a din d'oraisa and din d'oraisa it's a hemshach, so then I have a zekeli because I have a kiyum of hidur mitzvah, b'shas mitzvah, because it is a hemshach to the mitzvah. But now the Gemara is saying no, that midoraisa it's a new aschala. The new aschala midoraisa, then obviously there's no zekeli, not only in Anas Shabbos, not in Chol either. There's what was until now we only were thinking that it's midorabbanan they consider new aschala. Be'etzem it was considered to be a hemshach midoraisa. So the Gemara was asking mishum zekeli, you should be able to do it even on Shabbos, and it's all considered to be part of the mitzvah. But now the Gemara says that it's really not a hemshach. So then it's not going to be Zekeli even Bechol. That's what he's basically trying to say. Now that we say it's a new Aschol Midoraisa, Enka Mishum Aschol, it's no fun of mitzvahs, Mi'ata Achan Shinig Makom Mitzvaso, Upiresh Eimena, Ve'enem Ashrei Lachsa, Mi'ata Al She'en Ma'akin, Shema Mina Mehad, Upiresh, Ein Achol Zafiru Bechol. This is like the Dagesh here, in this line. Shema Mina, Meha the bepiresh in a chosa filu bechol the kevan the chashiv leila aschol acheres in kan meatim shem zekevan veil the isa gedaitach the bechol tzarach lachzar the akat yesh bem shem zekevan veil were I to view it as fit for zekevan bechol the linyan hisnoya finaz loshayach loma haitam it aschol tachritihi because it can be called as chasnoga funav. Then he wants to say you can be Mechal Shabbos as well. And he brings a Gemara, the other Gemara in Menachis, that you can take the Shemena afterwards. That's new. That's the other part that we left you with last time. We'll leave that for now. The Beis HaLevi also deals with this sugya. It's the same thing I gave you on your sheets. He has it, tweets the Gemara a little bit differently. But again, all because it's clear to him that the Rambam Shita is Mistaver in Svara. And he has interesting muscle where he took for granted this Minogea on Sukkis with Dalad Minim. But then he has to deal with the Sugya as well. What was Umar thinking initially? And then why were we, you know, what we had it shift from being Shabbos to Chol? So look at this famous Beis Halevi, Chel Beis Min Mem Zayin. Again, Yachkor ben Mash and Nechukol Avishonim, Bahadim Vor Bigmar Gavim Milad and Pirish and Chos Artsisa Shem Akvin Amilam Hurak Bishabbos or Gam Bachol. Right? That's the obvious question. Same as Shagas Ayin. Okay, so the Misach the Shabbos, he quotes the beginning, Hamo Kos Man Shosik Ben Mila Pirish. Good. Das Hatur Yeredeya Tekoy Rak Bishabbos. Okay, go down a few lines. Avodas Rambam, see it? Middle of the line. Avodas Rambam, Huva Bis Yosef, the Gam Bachol, in a Chosesh, in Ma'akvin, in Pirish. Nu Ukva Hikshu al Rambam, Mihadam Binam, the Gemar Bishabbos, and now Mantan, the Pirish, in a Chosesh. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmo, Noshim Yochman Broke, he, the Tanya, you doubt Chos Bishabbos. Like, Vidachi, go down two lines. Mimayat Kan, will come Rabbi Yoshmael, Hassam, the Robin Van Veil, Abrachad Bin Van Veil, is now the Mitzvahs. El Amar, Rav Yossi, the Fakir Sachoidesh, and El Ba'alil, good. The Alkopanin, start the line, the Alkopanin. Hachazinan, the Shaykh the Anvehu, Gabi Mila, the Meshachotich, Achakach, Gamat Fitzin, Shein Ma'akvin. In other words, the Gemara is a Mishnah of Dechia. It really rides on this line of the Gemara. Dilma Rabbi Shmo is Moda by Piresh, that you could even be cutting it on Shabbat. That means that you have a heder separate from the mitzvah. Even on Shabbos you can do it. And Koshkin Bachol, so how can the Ram hold the Bachol, you can't. So the Shagisari went his way, saying Be'etzim, because Midoraisa, it's not called. Let's see what he does with it. So he says, HaKoh HaKazim, the Shachlan Be'o Gabi Mila, Meshach Chotech Achaka, when Zishay Maklin. Then Havada Nira, the Bechot, Tzorach Lachzor, Mishim Esnofan, and the Mitzvahs, Kamo Bechot Mitzvahs, Shachai, Lachzor, Achar, HaYosin, Noah, Mishim Hida Mitzvah. The Rak, the Shabbos, Osra, the Mishim Hida, and Mechalan Shabbos. Ayin Shagis Ari, Semin, Nun, Meshach Kassab, is there. Okay. Everyone has to reference the Shagis Ari. Everyone who comes after Shagis Ari cannot be silent about the Shagis Ari having the Mithyachis to this issue. Hanir B'dayt Shalaram Liyashol Pisvar Hanau. So first of all, he says, Darei Vadei Kasha. Let's understand the Gemara. My Parach HaGemara. What was the Gemara's Kasha? Maybe Rabbi Shmuel agrees over here that Piresh, what? Piresh, you can even be Choser on Sitzin She'en Ma'akvin because of what? Because of what, Rabbi say? What did the Gemara say? Maybe Rabbi Shmuel didn't only said over there because you don't have a little bit of that cake, but here is that cake. Let's understand that line of Gemara. My parach Gemara, v'hoch the bimim van beyu, u'mevi l'ach the b'risa, d'tanya us, asegu fun of sukkah noah, d'ma dimyon hu l'zeleza. What's the connection? The bish lama, here's how he sets up the kash. B'suka v'lulav, kisha osa osa noah. When you make a nice sukkah, a nice lulav, ika b'eis kiyu m'shel ha-mitzvah v'an beyu. You made a nice sukkah, you made a nice lulav, and then you fulfill the mitzvah with its hidur. So b'shas kiyum mitzvah, the hidur mitzvah is being fulfilled alongside the mitzvah. You made the hidur, you made a nice lulav, you made a nice sukkah, you're sitting in a nice sukkah. So you mekaye mitzvah sukkah b'hidur. Yeshiva sukkah in a nice sukkah. You're shaking nice dalet minin. Beautiful. Literally, right? Literally beautiful. The Shaykh Shapir Lomar, the Kiyumo Shal HaMitzvah, Tzorach Lios, Ba'ofen HaYosen Noah Mohuda. Very nice. Masha Enkin Gabi Mila, what's the Gemara timing? That we should apply the idea of Hidur Mitzvah and say that even in the case of Piresh, you can be Choser or Tzitzin Shein Ma'akrim. What's the Pshat? Me'acha Shekfar Mo, U'Piresh Yada Mimenu. Harikvar nigmera maise shara mitzvah legamri. You've done the mitzvah. Dare a mitzvah hu lomu esbeno. Ukvar hamolo. He did it. Ukshi yachzor achar shekvar pibesh v'silk yadav al tzitzin she'emak v'n yachoz on the tzitzin emak v'n hare what? Hare yisnoe v'lo kiyam a mitzvah. So what is it? Noi with hidro without the mitzvah? What is it? What have you done? What kind of kiyum is that? Ubishlam, I understand, kodem shesilik yadav. If it's a case of lo pirish, dahav yakom maisa achas. Nu, that's like, that I hear, that it's all nitzarif to the mitzvah. Then your chiv is, while you're doing it, to cut that too. So again, it's a kiyum, it's a heater in the ma'isa mitzvah. Aber ach shpirish, the kvar ein kan shum mitzvah midaraisa. Finished, over. Im kin ba me yisnoi achakach. What's the yisnoi? Yisnoi is b'mitzvah. The mitzvah's gone, finished, over. The heater mitzvah, here's very sharp formulation. See, Shagis Ari was much more like, he didn't, I mean, stuff he meant the same star, but he didn't say it with such teeth, you know. He took for granted the Rama that the Svar, you don't have your snow without the mitzvah. He didn't, a lot of times it's that way. Like earlier, Svarim, like Rishonim, a lot of times the Achronim are basically bringing out what's latent within the earlier Svarim. So like, a lot of times like that with Rishonim. But here it's even the Shagis Ari, I think he meant this also, he just didn't spell it out. The Shpisa lady says, in game, may you snow have the hidden mitzvah below mitzvah lo shamanu, my metamu ladadi. Listen to this. This is probably going to go until tomorrow, because we'll do the Briska Rav tomorrow together. But this story, this next line of Beis Halevi is Mamish Amaisa Shahaya. I'll tell it over to you, not today, then tomorrow, beginning with Rav Chaya. But this is very famous, what he's about to say. Listen to this. He says it was a suffix. Rav Chaim took for granted like this. His son. V'zeh kvar kama nistapakti. As follows. V'mi shenota lul of kosher b'yom tov shul sukkis. Okay? So he took a koshera daled minan. Beautiful. Shook it. V'achakach nizdamin lo lul of yosin noy. Then someone brings you a nicer lul of. Im yesh alav chiyuv likach hanoy. Would there be any obligation to take now the lulav that's nicer? He admits. Why is it sense of pasha? The yesh lomar. The afagav the betchila im hayu lefan of shneim biyachad. So you have two choices: a beautiful esrog, beautiful lulav. Hayu mechuyv li to hanoya because he admits. Avo ata shekvar notal viyatzabo the ena of chiyuv shel mitzvah im kin ba meyis noya zeh below mitzvah. That's Kfar Nistapakti. That Nistapakti was a Maisa with Rav Chaim. They brought Rav Chaim had in front of him was two options. One option was he could have a Vadei Kosher, Esrig, let's say, Minim Esrig, I think it was Esrig, Vadei Kosher, but not Mahudar. And a Safi Kosher, which is Mamish Ruah Gar Mahudar. Like it's really like, you know, off the charts, but it may not be Kosher. Now, if Chaim had a choice, what should he make? He's going to make a bracha now. And he's going to take one esrig and then the other. What should he take first?
He's
going to
make a bracha on something
that's not going to be. He's going to take both. Get into the question of hefsik. Okay, that's what the Mikrei Kodesh means with hefsik and the bracha. That doesn't seem to bother Rav Chaim. So what Rav Chaim said, what he had to do was, he took the Mahudar Safik Kasha first, and after that, he took the Esrig that was Vade Kasha but not Mahudar. Why? Because if he would have taken first the Vade Kasha, then he would not have had any kind of fulfillment of Hida Mitzvah with the Mahudar Safik Kasha, even if it was Kasha, but he already did the Mitzvah. So it's Mamish like this Beis Halevi, like his father. Because you cannot have a Kiyum of Hida Mitzvah without a context of a Mitzvah. Without the mitzvah. So let's just do another few lines, and Beis Halevi will stop at that point. But we'll see tomorrow how the Briska Rav took this whole, you know, raid of the Beis Halevi, and he ran with this in terms of explaining the machlokes by Ner Chanukah. But there's more in the Beis Halevi we still have to finish also in terms of the tour. What is the tour going to hold, and what does he do with it? We haven't dealt with the sugya here, but just to finish this paragraph at least. You on your own, you begin to, for tomorrow, here you can look at it with the Briska Rav. It's nice, it's kishmak, but at least you know what's going on. You know, like, you read the Briska Rav without anything else, you have no appreciation of the whole, you have to know the sugya and have the Rambam learn the sugya, has to fit with the sugya, it's a better feeling, you know. Mishamak in the Farsh of Rambam, see, he wants to learn exile. So how did the Rambam, at least he's going to say an upshot in the sugya, a little different than Shagas Aryeh, but to work into the sugya. So what's the Gemara doing? Doma, I can come very small over there, but over here, what? It's a keli. But what do you mean? If it's pirish, it's a new aschala. So what pshat? So again, the Shagas Arias Pshat, you remember. In other words, Be'etzem Midaraisa, it's not a new Eschala. Only Midrabban. Midrabbanan would only be shed in the case of a deer by Yudal Shechal B'Shabbos, but not in the face of Zakeh, which is a Dindo right. That's the basic Shagas Arias Pshat. The Beis Halevi learns it this way. So what's the Gemara saying? First, Rama with Chias HaGemara as follows. Dachi Kama. Dilma Ad Kano Kama Rab Yishmoy Abno Shem Yoyko Hasa. Rabbi Yishmoy said over there that you can't continue the Hefshit. Dilobi in Van Veyu, meaning, and over here it's Van Veyu, so what does it mean? But you can't have Van Veyu if it's Pirish. Pirish. Dilma, this, La'olam Spirule Rabbi Yishmoyel. The Afagav, the Pirish, Lo Havias Cholach Rita, the Gemara is saying like this. You have to assume for Zekeri that it's one Maisa. But the Pshat is Rabbi Yishmoyel, even within one Maisa, doesn't let you finish the Maisa. That's the Gemara. Ad kind of come Shmuel, the Afagav the Pir Shlo Havias Cholach Rita. I'm not talking to Raisa Rabban. It's Mamish one Maisa. Vahavia Kol Chod Maisa. Nevertheless, severely Gabi Pesach, the Aser Lahavshit Yoser, you cannot do within that Maisa more than you need to do. Mishum de Oshayach de Anveyu. Were I to have the Anveyu, I could do more than the bare minimum. Because Va'anveyu allows you within the context of Chad Maisa to go over beyond the bare minimum. But if I don't have the Va'anveyu aspect over there, then even though it's Chad Maisa, even though there's a Tzorech, like the Chachamim hold, because it's going to be Yasriach, whatever it is, no. Even though it's Chad Maisa, when you're going to go back, it's a Hemshach. But no, you can't do more than the bare minimum for Tchias Shabbos. But over here, Mishum Hachi Spirulei, the Gam B'Maisa Achas Asalas Yos Menat Tzorech, Lo Ha'avoda. So the avoda just requires the hefshet till the chaza, and that's it. Take out the imurim, and that's all. Avol hacha the tzarech the anveyu matzi savar. He might agree the chozer, not because you can have the anveyu without the mitzvah, because the etzem it's not a new mice at all. The afagav the pireish become makom havi akocha the mice v'shach the anveyu davi beis kima mitzvah, because it's called kima mitzvah. It came. How lesof, lebesof masik ha-gemar, el, amin ha-doi, comes to Gemara at the end, and says, Rabbanon, the priyat of Yosihi, that who is the Tana, says, Pireish, en achoz, et tisri ma'akvin, it's the Chacham, who agrim of Yosi, this figure, echem upon him, tifcho shozeh, psa tifcho shozeh, but what do they hold, apparently? Avo in Pireish, havi ha-schol achrita. In other words, they hold that if there's a break, in the with the shulchan without anything on it, then it's not called tamid. So they view it as a new aschala. Mishemachi ena chozer b'shabbos, and therefore we understand why it can be chozer b'shabbos. The Rav Yosi the Amar afil enot emanichin abzaya tamid with afil pirish chozer, because it's one hemshach. The Mkengor Rabbanan, they hold that it's not a hemshach. It's not one ma'aser. With the two having pirish ma'aser achrita. In which a kvar nigmar ma'aser bishona mishemachi ena chozer b'shabbos. No, so what does that lead us in terms of chol? Can hit the cheshbon al derech the shagis ariyah too? In ken hamemel lo shach ve'anvei lachas shekvar holcha mitzvah the meis nad mel gam machol en chol zel das haramba. So basically, it's going to come out that the maskana, if we get to the Rabban Rav Yosi, it's going to come out that the Rambam is going to be on good ground to say that you cannot a heder without the mitzvah. It's earlier we were allowing for it because we were viewing it either because midaraisa it's that way or because be'etzem it's that way. That Van Veil allows you to, because it becomes part of the mitzvah, is in still a hemshach to the mitzvah. What we have left in the Beis HaLevi is the tour. So this Shaksai did not provide us with any kind of Havana. You would be left with the pashtas, the assumption that what? That the tour will hold. That, you know what? This whole Torah that we're assuming, that that's a Rambam, it's not true. Maybe you can have Hidur mitzvah as an independent kiyum without the mitzvah. Yeah. So, or shattering about that. Yeah, the mitzvah. And now you do the hidden mitzvah. The mitzvah, levi, what's going to be? Can you buy a ticket, second lulav, the mitzvah, the mitzvah? Okay. Who says? Everybody agrees with that. That would be one. But the mitzvah, levi, is not going to want to say that. He's going to want to work. So he's going to say a word for the tour. That the tour also agreed with him. That's the rest of the mitzvah, levi, at least some of what I gave you. And then he has another mahalach for the tour. And then we'll go to the Biskarav and how he connects it to Hanukkah. I just want to end with the Mar Mokum on the Gemara and Shabbos, which Biskarav actually is mitzayin in that same Biskarav that you'll look at tomorrow, but he's mitzayin. It's Kedai Re'i Seed in the Rabbeinu Hananel. We'll end with this. Gilga ben Hananel. So I don't know if you have it on your desk.
It goes on to the next
page. Because it goes on to the next page, yes. Okay. I'll have to read it to you, but you can look it up later if you wish. On that Gemara, Rabbeinu Hananel concludes with the following. After he quotes the Gemara, so the Gemara tried to say, it's this Tana, that Tana, and it was pushed away. V'nitches ganzu v'asu nardai v'ukmua kirabanan. I'm reading from the Rabbeinu Hananel. It's on Kuf Lamed Aleph Min Aleph in the Daf Yeha Gemara. The pligiyaled Rav Yosef ben Menachos pekshet alechem niloshes, okay, and he brings the whole ma'aser there, and he says, Rav Yosef shaminan midivrehem. Here's what the last closing words of the Rach, shemidivrehem sheomim elu moshchin veelu manichin, right? Perush moshchin esalechem apanim lo moshemaron osom me'al shulchan kula el moshchin osom ma'at ma'at mizgara mikses ha'shulchan ve'osom mikses ha'megula manichin alechem. Here are the golden words. Last words of the Rach. Sha'aporesh min ha-mitzvah. Ein lo od lachzar alecha ulahadra. Okay, what does this sound mamish like from Rabbeinu Hananel? Like the Rambam and like the Havana, the Beis Halevi, and the Shagas Aryeh. In other words, it's not just a Shabbos issue. In other words, we see from here that haporsh and mitzvah ein lo od lachzar. This is a mar makom chashuv in the Rabbeinu Hananel here on Gemara Shabbos. That what comes out is ein lo. That you don't have to heed a mitzvah without the context of the mitzvah. Okay, more to come, Mr. Shem, tomorrow.